Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 6 of Shorties and Saltwater. In the last episode,
Hi, bitches. I love this song.
Our party kind of continued their fight with the pirates, and Dotari took an offer, and Frankie walked off into the afterlife.
You said it so formally.
Finally,
you just walked away.
And Annabelle and Elena picked up their body
after a
and
very for some stupid reason.
I'm not gonna leave it. Well, that feels bad.
So, what do you two want to do? You've come to the SS Reg.
I told you we should have buried it on the island, so we didn't have our bodies.
But why are you gonna bury it in mud?
Okay, you know what? You know what? I'm not.
You guys
okay? Okay, so we just lost 2 people. So now what do we do?
I don't know. We have to go fix Gerald.
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, I think you should kind of just let him be. He kind of just, like, yeah.
Sorry.
I'm singing Taylor Swift.
I can't. Okay, so. But Gerald is, like,
you can, okay, then,
He's hashtag broken. You're on the boat now. You've got this corpse in your hands.
Yay.
Gerald is below deck.
Hey, good. Sorry.
Bye.
You
should go down and check on Gerald, and I'll just. Actually, where are we gonna go?
You should come with me.
Why?
Because Gerald is our friend, and he's like, hashtag.
He's actually
Brocken. The impartial voice of God. That Brocken. Man is hashtag Brocken.
Oh my God. Okay, fine.
And what are you doing with the corpse?
Is there any place we can put it away where we can't see it? Like, not
maybe.
Well, do we have crates?
You want
to put it in a crate? But like, until we get somewhere else.
Okay. The crates are below deck.
So then let's go talk to Gerald, and meanwhile, bring Frankie down. Put him in a crate, and then go somewhere
else. Sammy, we're putting you in a crate! We're putting your dead body in a crate. How do you feel?
I feel slay. Hashtag girl boss meets queen.
Okay, while this is happening, you... Annabelle, you,
You did not!
Sorry, I'm listening.
You feel this immense disturbance in the fabric of reality.
And,
like, you sense it in the sky, your head instinctively turns to look, and you see that the very sky itself begins to fold inwards.
Oh, that's not
what?
Before
man.
Fracturing outwards. You see it too.
I see it too.
You hear it.
What is happening?
And then out of it, a little hole in the sky now. On the other side, you see this purple expanse. And out of it, a little speck. A little gray speck. That begins to increase in size as it barrels towards the boat. As two wings expand from its side. It flaps
what
down.
What is happening?
Brick, would you like to describe your character?
Oh my god.
I'm like a small, you know, I look like an owl.
What the fuck is that?
Crack.
You just like fell from the sky?
I look like I'm on crack. My eyes are very large. Because I'm what's called a little owl. Look, one of you look it up. It's funny.
The skybox closes. As this shockwave hits you in the back, and you, whoa, and your wings stop winging, and you slam into the top of the deck.
Oh, that hurts.
Who are you?
What the fuck is that? Oh, jeez.
What is happening? Right.
It's been a long day.
How the hell am I here?
What the hell? What just happened? It just, like, the sky just opened up.
Guys, I think I overdosed. Who are you? What the fuck?
Man, you just fell from the sky.
Yeah, yeah, apparently.
It opened up for you. It just like ripped.
Damn. It's like...
Okay, I'm gonna deal
oh
with this.
Oh my god! What are you holding?
It's a dead rock. Yeah, I'm gonna go put it away. I'm gonna take care of that really
quickly.
In a crate,
right?
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to have that. I don't think people just carry those things around.
It's a long story, okay? Yeah. You missed a good few days of bullshit. I don't know, okay? It was a fever dream.
I feel like I'm in a fever dream right now.
Yeah.
Can I get out?
I mean, if you can fly back up to the sky and don't, like, open it, maybe.
Now,
I don't want to do that.
What?
I don't trust these wings.
Your wings that stopped winging.
they stopped working.
What's your name?
Shia.
Okay.
How do you spell that?
Oh, C-H-A-I-R.
Your name is Chair?
Shire.
Yeah, like the Cheshire Cat, except Shire.
What? No, that's a whole different thing.
No, I mean like, it's like... Okay. No, how to explain it. Like, it works in my mind.
What is your plan of action?
I'm gonna put the dead body.
Does Gerald just not hear this?
No, Gerald just, I guess he's just having a depressive episode.
He's having a depressive episode that he couldn't hear the literal crash.
You head below deck.
Yeah.
Hey, Gerald. With this corpse dragging it down.
Ignore the dead body in my hand.
Here, I'll come with you.
So you're gonna leave you're gonna leave the weird owl.
Yes. And we will be back and maybe he'll be coming. Or...
Are you saying this out loud?
Yeah, like, he just fell from
I can hear stuff, you know.
He's right here. He is not a coat rack. He is 2 feet away.
I know, but he's just like this random thing.
What the fuck gender am I?
Yeah, what are you?
Like, I thought I was female, but you guys are saying he, so like... Oh. No, the wait, same thing happened with Dotari. Like, Thomas started calling Dotari a he, so I'm like, okay, Dotari's a guy now.
So, like, what are your pronouns?
I don't fucking know.
Great. Okay.
What is a pronoun? I am bird.
I am bird. us birds are too far up in the sky for them pronouns.
No, okay, you stay here with the yeah. I'm gonna
with that.
I'm gonna take the corpse and I'm just gonna go down and
feel like I ain't gonna have trouble.
God. You begin dragging. You begin dragging the dead weight of Frankie's body.
Need any help with that?
Hmm? You guys missed the "Fucked by a Country Boy" song.
You're about to show up.
Okay, so I should be here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Do you guys need any help with that or something? Or?
And as you drag,
there's a bug on your phone.
It's fine. As you drag Frankie's corpse down, you see there's a number of crates on the one side of the bottom deck, but on the other. There are these hammocks, and one just kind of swings back and forth slowly.
There's the emo guy.
Elena, as you continue talking to Shire, you hear this... this strange wind... In your periphery, down on the sand, this light begins to apparate onto the beach.
People! Yay!
And the light twists and turns into a humanoid form. And the light solidifies into a person. Sydney.
Yeah.
Would you like to describe your character?
Okay. So, my skin, I'm very tall. I want to be tall, so I'm going to be tall.
You're the tall one now.
My skin, I'm going to be tall.
I give up my tall powers to you.
And I want my skin to be like super, super pale. And my hair is white. But
why
it's
are
like
both of you
really
so pale?
Long. It's like super long. Like a like mirror.
No, these two. No, in the thing.
Flowy. Oh, because
you just said you were pale
and
too.
I have like cool elf looking ears. They're like pointy. I've got this entire thing out. Stop asking questions.
As you show up on the beach with no memory of who you are or why you exist.
Literally me. Sorry. Anyways.
You hear... whoa. I just had a moment.
Yeah.
You hear this kind of voice in your head and as it speaks, you instinctively know that it is somebody named Gabriel.
Like the angel?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Who did?
Who did? Your name is
says,
Gabriel?
No, my name is not Gabriel.
It's not
what
Gabriel.
Is your name?
Hello, my child.
Hi.
Welcome to the plain material. Your mission is simple. People have sensed that. People have sensed on the Dunamis that, well, things are wrong. Danger comes quickly. An apocalypse will rend Wild Mount from the earth. All you have to do is fix that. Set time back in flow. Set order back to the universe. And then there isn't even a physical form of Gabriel, but as he says, there, you almost see this spectral hand point at the boat. There's your ticket off. And the hand fades away, and Gabriel's voice dies off.
Okay, Slay.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
Guys,
so I didn't see any
of that,
see?
But I'm just...
I yeah, this is anybody
it's
else
just you and the owl.
We're gonna do... She, her, the main character.
Oh, no. Shire's lesbian brain is going off.
Yeah, and she's an iconic pansexual.
Ray, okay. Well then,
okay.
Did you see
that? Hi there! You look really hot!
Okay.
Slay. Oh wait, I need a name. I'm gonna do
Ariadne. Ariadne, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Ariadne.
Oh,
call you
Ryan,
for sure.
No, yeah, you're just in the world, you get told your mission. You. First thing you see is this little owl. You're really hot!
You deadass look, you said, wow, you're really hot.
Okay, what? And then, because I'm like a cool angel thing, I don't need a last name, so yeah.
You feel, the first sensation you've ever felt past your feet on sand, this energy coursing through your veins. Not blood, just spirit.
Kumbaya, my lord!
You get the feeling there's this sort of pool of it in you, that you can expend out of you for power, because you're a monk is
yeah,
what I'm getting
monk.
At you can punch shit, and you can use your spirit to punch shit harder.
Use my god
continue
punch shit harder.
Wait,
continue with your stuff.
Wait, okay, what am I doing again? I'm just gonna continue.
You're just out here by this boat.
Okay, so okay. I'm still below
you
deck.
Started to
you're
see
still
any
below
that.
Deck.
You get told you're
you're packing
really,
away
I'm
Frankie
just gonna be, Gerald, just don't. Just putting him in a box.
It's fine.
Yeah,
like,
I'm good.
One, you guys, two. Come up here.
Why?
Because you need to see this. Come here. All of you.
Come
like,
here.
Both of you. Come here. Leave Frankie and just come up here.
Gerald goes above deck. Gerald, like, walks past you, not even acknowledging you, Annabelle, and just walks up the stairs.
What is happening?
Gerald is so sad. Sorry, guys.
I would like Ariadne, because Ariadne seems very determined, unlike me. So she wants to go to that boat because she wants to complete her mission unscathed, and that's obviously not going to happen.
Alright.
You head towards the boat. You're going up the boat. You see, coming up is there's a half elf. Who seems to be of some
hashtag Brocken.
Government. He looks a bit downtrodden.
a bit?
He's probably just looking at it
a bit?
A,
yeah,
there's
he's
a,
like,
there's
oh.
a mountain dwarf.
Like, okay.
There's a mountain dwarf with a quarterstaff. There's this halfling with two streaks of white in her hair and a spell book
it
on her side.
Like
it does.
Mm.
And,
how does that
track? And an owl. An owl who looks generally out of sorts.
Just kind
and
of
has these giant eyes.
It's a mental breakdown.
Okay.
You know those little stuffed animal toy things that have the huge eyes?
Oh,
that
yes,
are like
the
sparkly?
Boobs.
That's
the
essentially what
boobs.
I look like.
Yeah, okay.
That's what the owl looks like.
Okay, so yeah, I think I'm gonna go get on that ship.
Who are you?
And then.
This is Gerald.
I want to talk to...
Oh, when you were asking me as Gerald. I thought you were like, what character are you putting on? Like,
no! I know that you're Gerald.
Who are you?
Because you look emo.
Yeah.
Okay. He extends a hand before noticing that you just have, like, wings. And he kind of...
Look, I went to...
Hesitantly grabs your talon. And he's like, Gerald.
You missed
the big entrance. Gerald Ellion, the Clovis Conqueror.
I didn't know he had a last name.
He has a last name?
He has a last name?
Orphan?
Wow.
Shire Kles?
Yes. Shire. I came from the sky.
Not really. The sky opened up.
Gerald, you kind of missed the, like, sky shattering apart.
Yep. Yeah, they
and
they,
you?
They saw it just
me?
Ooh, yeah, you.
I'm not really sure why I got
the hot one.
You know, I'm here.
Your name?
Ariadne.
Ariadne.
What is happening?
A bit mouthy.
Okay, I'm gonna go back and deal with the dead body. You guys have fun.
Yeah.
Go back up. Dead body. Forgot that thing was there.
Whoopsies. There's a corpse below deck.
Why
are you telling people
okay,
that?
Look, it's kind of, like...
Are you okay? You don't seem up to the
standards
of okay.
There's a corpse below deck.
I'm sorry, what?
A corpse.
A corpse?
Hey, we
look,
have...
We promised we didn't kill anyone.
No.
We did.
Well, not...
But, like,
not,
but not
that one. We didn't kill that one.
We left that other corpse to go.
Yeah.
Okay,
So
basically, our friend died.
Hi, buddy.
And
that's
we didn't
a spider.
Have anywhere.
Hi, buddy.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, it's in my voice. Okay. Sorry.
No, that's
a spider.
A spider.
Oh.
I didn't see what happened. I got scared.
Hey, a friend.
Listen. Yeah.
So we kind of. I don't even. Were they even our friends? I feel like one was just annoyed with us, and then the other was just there to be there.
I don't know. Frankie
took somebody's bullet. Just saying.
Yeah. He
Ooh,
did
who
take
are
a
these
bullet.
People? Can you tell me about them?
Well,
I would like to hear about this.
All right,
Frankie.
So
seems very
one of them was a little guy. They were.
He was very fucking stubborn.
Rock gnome.
Yes. Is
he
is
trapped
that,
me in
that,
a crate?
That dead body.
The yes. corpse. Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Dang.
All I heard was gunshots, so and they were
yeah,
gone.
He kind
As
of
for the other one,
lit. Yep.
He was a He was hard to describe. He was kind of a. He was one of those tieflings.
Gerald, it's already friendship for me.
He was one of those. He was one of those tieflings, you know.
Ah.
He had a.
What's a tiefling?
And it points at Ariadne. That one in reverse.
Ah.
So
evil
like
that one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Where did she come from exactly?
I have no idea.
And he could stab himself, and his sword would go on fire and everything.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was some servant to like. Some Uktoa or something.
Yeah, and then he disappeared. He took out on us.
Yep.
I don't know who that is. He was in the temple.
Hell yeah. Oh. Oh you know what? You know what? I think I'd you know what?
Look at the fruity ice cream.
I'm thanks meeting all of you, but I do not. You know. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Why are you leaving?
Bye bye.
But like, why are you leaving?
Bye-bye.
Like,
you look
stop.
A little,
Are you dying?
Confused.
Oh, jeez, okay.
What do you want to do, Shay?
Okay, so this is what I stumbled upon. Hey, yo, whatever thing in the sky opened up, can you like, take me back, please? I don't want to be here. Please take me back.
I blame the bar.
No response from
do.
The sky.
Yep. Fuck you. Never liked you anyway. Okay. Okay, and Shire just goes into the corner and has a whole breakdown.
Oh god.
You said who gets how much Shire has this whole breakdown.
Jesus Christ. Ariadne, what do you want to do? And Annabelle and Elena.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna go take care of I don't know what I'm gonna do. Everybody's kinda like freaking out.
You pack the body into the crate and you pull it down and you just like let the locks fall with one shudder and you stand there for a second and it's just silence. You I guess you can walk right people on after that. It was kind of difficult to get Frankie in there. They're small crates.
Yeah. You broke all of Frankie's bones.
Tightly packed body. Like full on contortionist style.
What will help me with my mission?
It's fine. It's fine.
Getting out of here. This was your ticket out.
So I need to get out of here. Okay.
Well, and you're on a pirate ship.
On a pirate ship. Okay.
Well, not really a pirate ship. It's more like a trading vessel.
They kind of just stole it and then called it a pirate ship.
Yeah. Okay.
What if I would like over to that?
Can I share my mission with them, or should I?
You're gonna share like your top secret angel.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it a secret.
Okay.
But I think who's the captain aboard this ship?
It's a great question. It was Dotari, but you know.
The captain's gone.
Well, then I would like to assume the position of captain so I can get us where I need to go.
Yeah, like we don't even know who you are. Are you going to crash us into some other?
No. I'm on a mission.
What? Okay, you know what? Hey, are you okay?
I'm fine. All good. Yep.
We probably weren't that bad.
So we're talking about Johanna. Okay.
Okay.
You remind me of my bird.
What?
Okay then.
That's all I have to say. That doesn't it remind you of Matthew?
Yes. The bird's name is Matthew.
Matthew.
You have a bird? Yeah, I have a bird. I'm a
god. He's really annoying.
That's Jackson's favorite animal.
Okay, wait. Yeah.
We're kidding. Side comments.
Okay, anyways, but I would like to assume position of captain, so...
No, you just walked onto our ship. We don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are either.
Then why are you here?
I have no idea. I was told by an angel that this was...
I'm sorry, you were told by a what?
An angel from the sky.
There are angels?
Yes.
Hey, owl thing. Did you see an angel when you fell? When you fell from the sky, was there an angel?
Hey babe, did it hurt when you fell from the sky?
No!
Did
it hurt when you fell from
the
sky? No! Very important, trying to connect to
this. Yes.
Shire's still, like, very out of it. You say the word with the fellow once. Bitch just breaks down.
No, I saw it. She's like appeared in this like.
Do angels not live? So what if it was an angel who sent both of them? Because that would make more sense that they both had a mission.
Yeah, because they did kind of come at the same time.
Break down on this one single thing. Come on. Joe kind of looks around at everyone and says, "In any event, you know, you gotta get off the island. So, pirates are still out there.
I swear I can protect you from the pirates if you let me assume the position of captain.
What if I made you first mate?
Deja vu.
I will take
you
it.
Get deja.
You'll take it? Okay.
Then who's the captain?
As long as I can get where I'm going, then I will
where,
take it.
Where are you going?
Where are you going? I have no idea.
So then...
I'm
Elena's captain.
Yeah, it makes
your
sense.
First mate. Your boatswain.
I'm captain?
You need medical attention. Alright.
But you can take Elena's role at the bar where you just like make vodka and stuff.
What's vodka?
Oh, yay!
Funny fizzy drink. Go!
It'll make you feel better. Have fun.
I'll show ya. And he heads down to the bottom deck.
Oh, no, I do not trust where this is going.
But we should probably just leave.
Okay.
So, where are we going, guys?
I love
if
this.
You have somewhere to go, you better tell us. I don't know where
it's on the
I know I have to leave
here.
But like, were you told to go somewhere?
I was told a mission that I can't reveal.
But you know, we kind of need to like...
I'm just not like Shire. Just
we'll just have to
feeling.
Travel, and then once I see a sign from the angel, then we shall go where the sign sends us.
So like... what was it in the Bible? Like, three wise men.
In the Bible?
Yeah. Were the Israelites gonna go follow a star? don't follow. Look for
maybe
Angel.
You should start sailing the boat.
Okay, but I don't know where she is.
Maybe. Guys, just a little piece of advice from like the gods.
I don't even know.
Steer the fucking boat! The impartial voice of God. Stop quoting the Bible! Sail!
Hey guys, okay.
Sail the damn boat!
I'm telling you, we need to sail. The Bible has nothing to do with this. We need to sail. Now go, please.
Okay, I'm going.
You head onto the boat, you grab the wheel, and you use your memories. You steer off, off the sandbar. You start, the sails come down, and you head forward through the ocean. Shaiir, you are taken below deck. And there's this place of hammocks. And then on the other side, there's this row of crates that's been set up. And there's a little sign that says, Elena's Vodka Bar. And Gerald goes, here you go. Yeah. Opens one of the crates. There's a bunch of cups.
Don't drink the vodka straight.
You put drinks in a cup. Huh. And then you drink it, see?
I love this show, just teaching.
Now, I don't
lessons
know exactly.
On how to do life with Gerald.
I think Elena's got an alcohol storage in here, if I'm honest. So.
No, don't hurt you. Try to.
You get water, right?
Uh-huh.
Pours it into a cup.
Uh-huh.
And then opens the third one, and you don't quite see what's inside, and closes it immediately, opens the fourth one.
What was that one?
He reaches in, and he goes, and this is Elena's special cocktail mix thing. Into there.
What was in that other crate?
Puts a second cup over it, and he starts shaking it up a little bit.
Ignore the crate, it doesn't matter.
Takes the top off. Vodka, see?
Right.
Just kidding, that was poison. Nah, I'm
dead.
Not Gerald tried to poison one of the newest party members. He's like, oh, I don't like you, you're annoying. Here's this little thing.
Here's my funny little special sauce.
It's a Chick-fil-A sauce.
Anyway. Isn't that great?
Chick-fil-A.
Nothing.
Can I go look in the
No.
Is it?
What did I
do? Where'd the dead guy go? Is the dead guy in the crate? Or is the crate something else?
Kind of grabs you by the back of the wing and goes,
oh.
You know how to make vodka now? How about you go back to our friends and you get them to steer the feckin' boat? And it gives you a little push. And he goes back to his hammock, covering his head.
Gerald's having a breakdown, and he's gonna
cry. Steer the damn boat!
Can we steer the boat, please?
I'm steering the boat, guys.
That's all I do. I cut off the ladder a little bit, scream, steer the boat! And then I just kind of sit down.
Shaiir, you... Gerald is in his hammock, but he seems very out of it, and you are now...
Oh yeah, he's out of it. I would know a thing or two about that. I would know a thing or two about that stuff.
Okay.
I want to go look in that crate.
Okay.
I want to look in the crate.
How about now? You undo the latch and you pull it up and you see on the inside the contortion body of Frankie White.
Oh God.
It's been slightly decomposed now.
Is everything okay down there?
The skin is starting to flake.
You guys should
come
back up.
The malnourishment is starting to begin. You take a bite out of the skin.
Wait, what? What?
Tastes like chicken.
Happening? Oh my God.
For context for the people watching, I didn't do that. All right, I didn't just say that. She made a motion. That would imply that is what she was doing. It wasn't my idea.
What just happened?
Do you?
I mean, technically it was, because earlier we were playing around, and this technically was your idea.
Do you want to continue eating the body?
Crunch, crunch.
No, all right. Wait.
You start snacking down the right arm.
What the fuck?
It tastes like a chewy.
All right, guys, we're gonna walk down there because we need something. Let's go walk. Walk down there.
As the arm completely turns to bone, kind of lift it a little bit, and you see that underneath it is a book.
Can I please, like, walk in on this?
What are you doing?
We should all just go down there and be like, what the heck is happening?
Yeah.
It's too quiet.
It is quite quiet. Are you guys heading down?
Yes.
You're on the wheel.
You have to stay there.
But
I just have the book and I close the crate.
No, you're trying to sail a ship.
Two seconds, guys. It's okay.
And in the time I hear them, like, talking about going down there, I'm just gonna grab the book, close the crate, and walk away.
You head down. Everything seems to be ordinary.
What's going on? Why is there blood on your mouth?
Why is
there blood on the floor?
Why is this?
Did you kill Gerald?
Why is this little man in the box missing half of his arm? Oh, he's dead.
The crate is closed.
The crate is closed and locked.
Iodine is closed.
Can you explain
why?
What is happening?
Why is there blood on the floor?
What did you do?
Well, see, it's this little like ritual I do. I've done it since I was a child.
Gerald, why is there blood on the floor?
I don't know. I wasn't looking.
Go check the crate.
Why is that your first guess?
It is right near the crate where you stuffed the body.
Okay. Can I just unlock the crate?
You undo the
lock. No.
Get back here, owl thing.
Oh. Cyrus, you open
Losers,
it up.
Losers, you can't see, catch me.
You see what appears to be a normal Frankie until you look a little bit closer and you see the skeletal right arm
with
little flecks of flesh all the way down.
What?
Gerald, were you not concerned when you heard somebody just like chomping
a dead body?
Were you not
concerned? I don't know, I didn't hear it. He was trying to make vodka.
Oh my god.
Your vodka tastes like shit! That is the last straw!
It's just from up deck.
Oh, shoot, this little bird down!
He heads up the ladder.
Who wants chicken?
He heads up the ladder. He looks at the... Well, okay. He goes around the bar. He looks in the crate again. Slams it shut. He goes up. He stops for a second. He goes back.
Huh.
He opens it again. He lifts the arm. He drops the arm. Closes the crate. Goes up the stairs. And now you see...
Okay,
now you see... His smile is gone. Any semblance of happiness in his face is just dead. He stares at you.
We need to get back to the...
Hey!
Get back to the ship. Something tells me you don't look
too happy.
Pulls
out a crossbow and he shoots at you.
What the fuck?
Oh, what? Wait, what?
I need you to pick a number from 1 to 5.
Two.
Three.
I thought of three.
His aim is pinpoint accurate. This man is a trained fighter.
Well, duh.
You've like, everyone knows that Gerald is in the Clovis Concord. Nobody knows that he's, like, nobody actually kind of knows that he's a trained fighter. He is, like, he doesn't even hesitate. He doesn't even, like, really aim. He just, so boom, straight through the wing.
Oh, my God.
And you just drop.
Yeah, so I'm going to run.
And you can tell that was his warning shot. That was him immobilizing you. And he reaches and he takes the book and he goes back down.
Shit, dude.
Don't touch that. And he heads back to the hammock. Oh, yeah.
He had it coming.
And since you've taken our shit, you're stuck here now.
Oh, damn. It's a washable creel at night.
Just wait till you're asleep. I can easily fly away.
Well, now your wing is broken. I'll open the sky.
Welcome to
I could just walk off this boat. Couldn't I?
And drown yourself.
Points at the water. Go ahead.
Maybe I will.
You could. Or you couldn't.
I mean, theoretically, I could just kind of... I'd probably die, but you know.
He heads back down to his hammock, almost as though, you know, he just said that you were like prisoner on the boat, and he's not even watching you. He just goes back down.
Okay. Look, I haven't been arrested many times. I think I've only been arrested like 3 times, but I don't think this is how it works. Like, they're my wing's the only thing keeping me here.
You should probably take the arrow.
You're not even saying anything. Why would I do that? You don't take sharp weapons out of an injury until you have a way to stop the bleeding. That arrow is stopping the bleeding right now. I know that because I know very basic medical stuff. You don't take the stuff out until you have another way to stop the blood and heal the injury.
Do you want me to help you?
You need to steer the ship. Right now, we're just sitting.
Oh yeah, Elena just watched that happen.
She just, well, I'm the first mate.
Like, you two are on the lower deck, but Elena just watched everything.
I'm gonna just walk up. It's
you steer ship. I will fix the wing.
Okay. Do you want to do it with magic, or do you want to like try and do medicine?
Like, medicine.
Okay. Oh my god. Pick a number from. No, let's call it a memory check. Give me a number from 1 to 5.
Oh no. Oh no.
That's it.
Yes, guys.
You touch the wing and you back into your mind. Somewhere in this dark corner, you get this memory, probably from your childhood. You're just at this house.
I like how your phone grew, like it covers the screen.
And you're tending to this like little dove, right? Mm-hmm. This little dove, and he's crashed in the middle of this busy street where carriages are moving past, and you see horses stomping around, and you're trying to stop the carriages and you're trying to fix the wing. You just grab the bird and start heading towards this alleyway where you work on it, and you bandage it up. And when you've come back to, you see that the same procedure that you did to the dove in the memory, you were just muscle memory doing to Shaiir, and the wing snaps back into position. You're like,
thank you. I don't know what's going on with that guy.
You're welcome.
Do you have any idea what's going on with him?
He a lot. Kind of lost it. Someone.
It.
I mean, he's in a bit of a depressive episode. Yes.
It's. Oh, I've had those before. Quite a few. Anyways.
Yeah, our last guy used to have strokes whenever you, like...
Oh, a stroke? Oh, that's funny.
Put a sword on fire.
Do you have any idea how it happened?
Yeah. Well!
Don't say the name!
A lot happened.
These were some, quite interesting people you had before, now.
Yeah, they were very interesting.
Yep.
The guy that, kind of... left.
He left? I thought he died.
Well, one of them died.
Okay, only one died.
But Gerald's best friend sort of thing.
Best friend? Left. Ah, that's funny.
Sort of.
I think that was a bitchy name. I mean, to be fair, Frankie did die saving Elena from a bullet, and then...
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But the other person... like,
I guess we're not saying... the name, but
who shall not be named.
You shall not be named.
But the other person, like, left Gerald behind, right?
He got an offer that he couldn't refuse, and then he just shook this without lady's hand, bye. And then he left.
Damn, sounds like a dick.
He is.
We don't know if he's dead.
He is currently a dick.
His status.
Now Gerald is like depressed.
He's no longer a tiefling. He is
we're
a dick.
Sailing. It's like the Victorious website or whatever. Current mood.
Dick.
All right. Do any of you want to? Well, you're our navigator, Annabelle. Is there anywhere that you want to? Do you want to try and find a new location? Do you want to just stay in the ocean? What's your
name again?
You.
Arriding.
Right, where did you want to go? You said we needed to get it off the island, so where do we go?
I have no idea where we go, I just know we needed to get off the island.
But can you, like, ask the angel people?
Are you flying away?
No.
I don't know how.
Joe would actually kill me this time.
Yeah, I guess.
And I start flying, and then I just see a hand, and you say, pick a number 1 to 5. Like, I don't even see his face, I just see a hand.
I see the light crossbow.
Alright, I guess.
I see, like, the very tip of the arrow. Pick a number 1 to 5.
Why don't we stop for tonight at a small area and we can recollect?
It's basically.
No, pick a number 1 through 5.
It's not really. 4.
Wrong answer. The answer
we
is.
We cannot get one!
What the
f?
No offense, I don't really.
Wrong answer. It was -3.
Yeah, me neither.
We are.
You just, like. Like, you just appeared one day.
I'm telling you, I will tell you the mission as soon as I know.
Oh,
I can trust you.
Well,
what's your mission? You're in a dire state of an emergency.
What kind of an emergency?
A bad emergency.
Just like two conversations. I love it.
Yeah. Continue. We'll quiet down.
What kind of an emergency?
A bad one. I can't explain, but it's going to ruin everything.
How so?
Your family, everyone will be gone.
Is the world going to end?
Possibly.
Wait, go back.
Hold on.
What?
You
said
the world's gonna end? Yay!
No, that's not a yay. What do you mean the world is like what? Like how?
Can I trust you?
Yes. This isn't Aladdin, but yes.
Okay.
Ooh, Arabian Night.
Okay. Anyways, I've been sent down. I have no recollection of anything before today or standing on that beach. All I know is my name and that I was sent down here to stop an apocalypse from happening. And this boat was my ticket to starting the mission. It took my ticket out of here to start the mission. So I need you to, like, LOL, trust me.
I blame the bar that I walked into for this.
Yep.
You should.
Maybe I should.
Okay, so did they... Wait. So what kind... They didn't say what kind of apocalypse?
Just an apocalypse.
Like to...
Just an apocalypse just that will rend Wildemount.
There was a hand that came to me while I was on the beach.
A hand?
A hand.
A hand.
A hand, and the voice of Gabriel.
As this is happening, you hear Gerald's voice. You asshole!
get back here!
And looking down, you see that the bloody mouth of Shahir is now like... The entire maw has gone sanguine red.
Stop eating Frankie!
And Shahir has been handcuffed to a pole.
Where'd you get these from?
They're manacles. I own them. I'm a guard.
Oh!
Jesus.
Did he not say that earlier?
God, the whole head's gone.
You ate Frankie's head? Wait.
Like I said, it's a common ritual. I've done it since I was 6.
How old are you now?
This is an issue. Okay, 42? So
do we need to talk about this? I fixed your wing, and now you're gonna go eat Frankie. Oh my
God. In fairness, I did shoot out that wing.
But I fixed it. And now you're gonna go eat Frankie. What is this? It's an issue.
Okay, so are we just gonna ignore that, like, an apocalypse is gonna
kill us?
We're worried about the bird!
I meant that I was drinking the vodka.
We're worried about the bird drinking vodka and eating our friends.
Do you wanna locate an island?
Please, yes.
Okay. You place the staff. What?
That motion was me drinking the vodka, not eating Frankie.
I thought that was you eating Frankie.
No!
Oh, I'm sorry.
But whatever, I guess I'm handcuffed now.
These two wings unfold out of Annabelle's back. And rising out of Annabelle is this hawk that flies off. Annabelle. Another island?
Yeah.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Of course.
Hey, yo, is that Jeremy? Jeremy!
Is there anything you guys want to do in the next 30 minutes before the hawk finds the island? You can try to break out the manacles, or you can get the least.
Oh, man. I don't want to get released. Why would someone who looks and acts like they're on crack want to be released? They want to break out.
Okay. About half an hour passes. Before the hawk returns teaching you the route to this small little island place. It's got this big, like, ravine in its center, but there is a small community of people that seems to be living there.
Okay. Well,
shall we head?
Yeah, I think that's kind of our only option right now.
Can't eat anybody. Sure.
Yeah, please.
Of course. Elena, you start learning the route through Annabelle. After maybe a day of sailing, the island comes into view, and you hit it. You all exit the wretch.
Can I get out now? Can
no.
I? Fine.
Yay!
Gerald takes out the key and... Yeah.
Thank you!
I want you to... owls are nocturnal, yeah? Like, you're nocturnal?
For the most part, yeah.
So you don't sleep that much? Okay. Shire, you've noticed Gerald doesn't sleep much either. He stays awake all night. And he seems to be... He's always hunched over in the other corner to you. And he seems to be reading that book from the crate.
Can't steal it in his sleep because he sleeps around the same time as I do.
And as you come towards this little town, this almost little hamlet, you step in, somebody seemingly deeply wounded shows up to you and goes, "Finally! Hello!
Hi!
Are you... Did you see our signal? Or did you...
Are we on the island too?
I have to ask you to do something. And it's going to sound very strange.
Okay.
Yes?
And you feel this rumbling beneath the ground. The very land shifts a little bit forward and another bit of a house begins to teeter more on the edge. And he says, "I need you to save us. To save our town from the very earth." And that is where we're going to end today's episode.
Oh my gosh.
I was expecting that.
Me too.
Hope you all enjoyed. We'll see you next time. Bye bye.